Blog Talk Radio.
Family. We're also praying for
the William family, Prince, Sister Linda, Ariel Crowe open up. It will be a blessing for you and things open up. I want you to get ready for God to bless you, open a door for you, or you might be able to understand some of the stuff that's going on, some of the stuff that might be happening that have been happening many years ago. I want to say this.
All around the world. Take the limit off. 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 Take the limit off.
power and our ancestors and the power of Jesus to break everything. God bless you to talk with the ancestors tonight. I want to tell you, Sister Rose, that called when you asked me about your father and your mother. I want to tell you, Sister Rose, your mother is concerned about you. I feel good for you to stay in school. If you want to move from New Jersey and move to Detroit, you can do that. And I want to tell you, Brother Ralph, I got your letter, Brother Ralph, and you want to know what happened to your brother. Your brother got caught up on drugs, Brother Ralph. Didn't find how he died. He OD'd. They left him in the street. They left him in the street in L.A. He was in the streets. He was left in the streets. I want to let you know that. And he was left by a dumpster. And he said he's sorry about that. I shake.
And all the way back to March. The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. And for those remaining Americans, there is no choice. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out.
The president reminding all that former President Trump had struck a deal for Americans to leave.
That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating. I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever end. I believe a wise decision and the best decision for America.
You and I were on the air as the president was addressing the American people today. I know you're back with us tonight with late reporting, and I know the president has said for the Americans who do remain, the administration saying fewer than 200. The president saying there is no deadline for Americans who remain. They're still committed to every American
home,
but that effort just got more difficult.
It did, David. At this point, the Kabul airport has not even fully reopened, and the U.S. is suggesting evacuating tried overland. But the president says they have let everyone through economic pressure and the Taliban's desire to be recognized. David?
Yeah, but that is a big test moving forward. Martha Raddatz leading us again with homes destroyed. Our team flying over Grand Isle, Louisiana.
Oh, no.
Our community still underwater and cut off. Destruction everywhere, twisted debris, semi-trucks overturned, homes and buildings damaged or destroyed. And with these new storms I mentioned that collapsed, two people were killed when that Mississippi Highway came down, undermined by floodwaters. Ginger Z, track of these dangerous new storms in a moment. But first, our chief national correspondent, Matt, has been flying with the Coast Guard, and he saw those hardest hit communities in the air. The U.S. Coast Guard taking us up and over Louisiana towns that may exist on the map, but now made barely recognizable by Hurricane Ida.
This is Port Bouchon. This is where that 172-mile wind gust was recorded. You can see where that broke up, obliterating it.
We flew to Grand Isle, desolate, largely destroyed, and cut off from the world. But our pilot, Matt Kuiper, spotting something below.
So we had that wind gust up there in the intersection, stepping by some flyers.
We touched down.
This is the island where a bunch of those people were riding it out, Coast Guard flew overhead and they gave them that thumbs up.
On the ground and in that pickup truck was Chris Toubray, who showed me videos of what it was like to ride out the storm.
So you're just sitting there and you're watching literally the house crumble in front of you and around you.
Yes.
Now he was stuck in the sand, his truck, his only air conditioning. 6,000 National Guard banding up across Louisiana and Mississippi, along with local first responders and the volunteer Cajun Navy, plucking hundreds from the water.
I paddled a boat as far as I could, and I've been walking about 30 minutes.
Those transmission lines and towers were reinforced after Katrina. Now their line crumpled. Officials now say it could be a month before all power is restored. The August heat making it feel over 100 degrees today in New Orleans. There is no power here, and families have become desperate, trying to fill up their vehicles, but also carry cans for their generators. Now, there are so few gas stations open here that supply is over an hour-long stretches beyond the interstate. It's even backing up traffic on the off-ramp. Gary Durang has a two-year-old and a three-month-old baby at home. He's been looking for an open gas station for 2 days now.
Man, they got people cutting lines and all that.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it's pretty desperate.
stations open. And so hundreds of thousands of people are going to have to stick it out in this dangerous, young and old. But there is a sliver of good news. Just moments ago, the mayor of New Orleans saying that some power transmission will resume to the city starting tomorrow. David, that is encouraging. All right, back up, and our thanks to you again tonight. And this evening, those severe storms from Ida right into the northeast next. Tonight morning, the straight line winds and possible tornadoes. TPD Rogers to the with a new track.
The remnants of Ida are still spinning over Tennessee. You can see them right there on the radar. But then all of the flash blotches that extend up through the entire state of Massachusetts. So here's the timing for you. We do think that the remnants are going to come up against this cold front. Squeeze out 6 to even 8 inches of rain. Severe storm northern New Jersey tomorrow afternoon and evening. At Scranton over to North Jersey, that's when it gets rowdy. We're talking up to 6 inches of flash flooding possible in New York City, Connecticut, and Boston on Thursday morning. David?
All right, following the data ahead for sure, Ginger. Thank you. And again tonight, the wildfire of Berta and parts of California. In fact, California's Caldor Fire reaching the Lake Tahoe Basin now. ABC's Kate Whitworth on the front line.
Tonight, the Caldor Fire reaching towards South Lake Tahoe. And
there's only one way out of town, Ed. It's a parking lot out there.
The fire spreading rapidly.
The embers, they're flying out those flames. So don't concern new fire.
In nearby Christmas Valley, homes surrounded by flames.
Firefighters right now, they're up here with their hose to put out this tree that's on fire has fallen over. Because look, we're just a few yards away here from an entire neighborhood of Christmas Valley that's being threatened right now.
The blaze already damaged more than 700 structures and is only 16% contained. Tonight, several counties in California and neighboring Nevada in a state of emergency.
David, this is currently the biggest wildfire threat to South Lake Tahoe. It is triggering.
I think
the wind has really picked up these flames on this south side here. That's incredibly rough terrain. It's completely overtakes that tree right there. And these wildfire warnings have been extended now through Wednesday. David?
All right, Kana Whitworth and the team there. Thank you, Kana. Now to the pandemic, the alarming spike in child COVID cases in the U.S. And this number tonight, more than 300 children being admitted to the hospital every day with COVID here in this country.
All the truth that we need
Jesus
to live us the righteousness that
has cried out,
we will.
We hear by the Christ of Jesus. Get Hebrews 13:8. Now, see, we've got a burden on the cross. We died on the cross. That's for our sin. And a lot of people don't know that. And right now, America is going through a cleansing. I said that was a cleansing moon to cleanse the earth of the dirt and the filth, the evil that went on, the mass murder all over America, and different wars. See, all this stuff is coming to a head. See, so what's happening, God is cleansing, and people got to get on board. See, some people don't want to change. You know, it ain't no place to hide. In California, they got fire. They got floods, tornadoes on the coast. Okay? And it's steady happening across the country. Phenomenal. Quick. All this has come together because man has abandoned the rule of God. You got that Hebrews 13:8. Now, the reason I say that, Jesus Christ is the same today and forevermore. God is a healer. He can heal you right now. He didn't come out, he can't do it. He's a healer, he's a deliverer, he can do it now. But man have strayed away from what God said. St. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 down to 24. St. Matthew. God don't change. We change. You know, everybody holler about the COVID. God is a healer. Even the preachers shut the church down because they didn't have enough faith to say, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die right in this church praising God. Now, once you make a commitment to God, the devil going to flee. You got to do your mass, you got to do your herbs and all of that. Get your immune system up, but you don't stray away from the word of God. That lets you know a lot of preachers are in it for the money. They're not in it for God. So the church shut down. The church had to get money from the federal government. So major churches got money from Biden. money from Trump. And I got this, and they got $100,000. The churches got these TV shows and got these radio jokes. They were getting money from the government. The government was giving them money. They didn't have nobody in the church, but the government was giving them money. You get Matthew 4, verse 23 and 24.
And Jesus said about all Galilee in their synagogue.
Now, oh, he went about all over the world. Let's say Galilee, all over the world. Read on. What?
In their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people.
Now, all manner of sickness and disease, Jesus healed it because he was the anointed of God. Now, what I want to say to you and everybody else, God can heal it, but you got to walk in faith. You got to say, God got me. I don't care what the doctor said, what the tests look like. Once you let go and let God come into your life, man or woman, if God come in your life, he's going to heal you quick, fast, and then he went all over telling people that you can be healed, telling the people about the word of God. People don't want to hear the word of God now. They want a quick, thick coat. They don't want to hear God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish everlasting. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to go in prayer and meditation. I'm praying for the people in Haiti. I'm praying because of the storm. I'm praying for people to have lost your life. Because you got evil is among us. Okay, read on.
And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torment. And those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics.
Now hold it. Hold on. Stop that there. He brought all kind of people and when we read Hebrews 13, God is the same. He had lunatics. That means people gone crazy. They don't dope. Just now I found out last year, 93 million people died of dope overdose. Right now, as I speak, 100,000 people have OD on these different drugs. If it's alcohol, if it's, you know, whatever it is, they do it. So God, Jesus healed everybody, the lunatic, the high blood, the low blood, the sugar. But you have to understand, you have to stay in the power of God. Tonight, they got to understand the power of God. The Bible can heal everything, right? Everything they brought to him, they got healed, right? Read on.
And those
that
had the palsy, and he healed them.
Those that had the palsy, they got healed. And the palsy now is like, what's the thing that Muhammad Ali had? What they call that? You know, you be shaking. That's palsy. You know, when you be shaking, that's the same thing. They were healed from that. But the preacher going to say, go to the doctor. The hospital can't do it. It's good to go to the hospital, but you got to go to somebody higher than the hospital. That preacher didn't go to the hospital. They went to Jesus. And Jesus is the same today. Tomorrow, whatever it is, you can get healed. And the evil, I like they said, the evil was departed. So some people got evil in them. I know y'all don't want to say it. A lot of friends got evil. That evil is in them. When you read Acts, I think Acts 11, and there's a miracle right by the hand of Paul. But the evil diseases left them. See, the evil got them, the evil thoughts, the evil mind. The evil can leave out, and God's going to bring the answer. God's going to bring the anointed person to help you get out. Read on.
That's it. That's
okay, I want you to go to St. Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. See, you have to understand some of the stuff that's going on, that we are healed, but we don't know that we've been healed and delivered. We have to let God know that we're healed. and let God know things broke out. God able to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. John.
And he went to a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy.
Now, they brought older. They brought a man sick of the palsy. That means he's trembling and shaking. But then Jesus healed it. How come you think he can't heal the palsy? How come he can't heal cancer? How can he heal tuberculosis, cataract? He can heal tumors. But you got to walk in faith. You can't do one thing and look at another. The churches come and take up money, but they don't have no healing line. I can't touch you because it's the cobra. You can master whatever it is. You got to call it out. Whatever the disease, you got to call it out and say, I'm healed. My daughter's healed. My child is healed. And you got to pray for them. See, we ain't praying for who went to the hospital. In Mississippi, Lisa, they had laid the whole lady called me, said, doctor sent me on. I said, baby, you better take that Bible and get to praying and anointing your family if you want to live. That woman went to anointing. When they got back, the doctor answered. She said, everybody all right. She said, I just told the doctor everything all right. I smoked my house out. See, sometimes you got to go back to basics. You got to go back with grandma and grandfather did. Go back to basics for a divine healer. For God to heal and deliver you. Whatever it is, God can heal it. But man, don't want to hear that. We're so modern now. The lights are we in the dark. You always been in the dark. The dark was for the light. Now, in New Orleans, right now they're in the dark. God is trying to send a message to the coast. God is sending a message up around California. God sent a message. Man, the weak and evil, you got to repent. And Lord, heal my family. God ain't going to cover you. You got to do your prayer and your meditation. And people don't want to do that. They want to do their own life. Read on.
And he put in their faith there unto the sick of the palsy. Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Be of good cheer, and your sin is forgiven. Let me break that down. What are you talking about, the sin? The deeds that them did in your ancestor or your family tree, God had to take you because you cleaned yourself up. You said, Bishop, how come in so many floods and storms? Because there's so much evil in the land, cheating and killing and murder, witchcraft. Warlock and witches is old spirits coming. Get up. Psalms 37. Fret not thyself of what? Read that. Fret not thyself of evil doers.
Because of those who are evil, or the envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green clay, they will soon die away.
They're going to go away.
Trust in the Lord and do good.
Trust in God and do good. Good means be prayerful and go to God in secret prayer. You need a home, you get your home. You need a job. See, our way ain't God's way. So you got to get in the way of God and repent. I want to say tonight, Lord, if I did anything wrong, forgive me. If anybody out there sick, God heal them and deliver them, not because of me. Because if they can repent and see the cancer, the cataract, the tumor, the high blood, the sugar can go away. But you got to cut away body, mind, soul, and spirit. You got to worship God. Oh, which I had to. You worship the car. Worship God. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. And say, Lord, I know you can do it. And I'm going to stay here till you do it. And when you do that, God's going to listen to the angel Michael, Rabbi, or Bobby, or Bobby. We're going into a new month. We're going into the month of September. A month of lots going on. It ain't gonna stop, Lord, tornado. As I speak now, that hurricane is up in Washington, D.C. All up through that. God is trying to cleanse that coast. So much of witchcraft and evil
storms and floods. Can't nobody stop it. You know, we can stop it. You can't stop it because what God got, it, divine will that God got, he got it going. St. Matthew 8, verse 14 to 17. I want you to get ready for God to do something great for you this year, 2021, 2022. I claim your house. I claim your healing. Cataract, I'm moving that tumor. That surgery you ain't got to have. Stroke. I'm praying for Sister Ruth here that had a stroke and they said she had a blood clot. I dismiss it right now. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, those on drugs, I take that of drugs out of the system. Those that don't alcohol, any kind, I take it out in the name, the mighty name of God, and I invoke the spirit Raphael, the healing angel, Gabriel, angel that fight evil, Gabriel, the angel of resurrection. I want to resurrect a new man, a new woman in you, your daughter, your son, whatever they're doing, evil. They took called me, said, Bishop, my two daughters came, she went to crying, don't worry about it. Give it to God. See, man made that up. If some doctors got together, first they said, when you gave, you meant it. Some other doctors got together and said, no, it's all right. It's all right. See, the devil worked in all kind of ways, but God is slow. When the president got to say, it's all right for a man to marry a woman, for a woman to marry a woman and a man to marry a man. That's sin. That's abomination. They turned and God said, man and woman. God said, Adam and Eve. Anytime you go against Mother Nature, glory, hallelujah, you're going to fall. If I was born a man, I'm going to stay a man till I die. If you're born a woman, you're going to stay a woman till you die. You can't add or subtract. You do all the surgery you want to. It's all about the divine will of faith. Have you asked God to take that taste out of your mouth? Have you asked God to take that feeling for opposite sex? Because what it is, it's a demonic spirit somewhere. And the mother cried because she didn't want to say what happened to her two daughters. And she's crying. I say, you need to be not crying, you need to be praying and rebuke that seed in them and take that seed out. Read on.
And when Jesus
would
come into Peter's house.
And when Jesus came into Peter's house.
He saw his wife's mother lying as sick of a fever.
He seen her sick as a fever. Read on.
And he touched her hand and the fever left her.
Jesus was anointed. And he touched her hand and what happened?
He arose and ministered unto them.
She arose and she administered. So that let you know that woman was a woman of God. And she administered to them, right? That means that she talked to them and she fed them, whatever it is. What I'm telling you, the devil come after you when you're doing something. If you're going to get blessed, the devil going to get busy in your family. Your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, you're going to get busy. But you got to stay the course and know that everything going to be all right. The God with you, the anointed, the goddess, the woman with the goddess, and the man is the God. And once you create that image of God in you, you will shine. He said, he's my light, my salvation. The light in you shines. It was dark before light. It was dark before light. In darkness, there's light. In light, there's darkness. I'm not talking to somebody on what I'm talking about. In Mississippi and Louisiana, Mississippi River ran another way. It was running south, it started running north. That lets you know. I told you this is a year of magic. He is the river running south. But he started running back, running north. They've never seen that before. And they don't know how it did that. But it ran the other way. So that lets you know God is in the making of things. Read on.
When the fever was come, They brought up to him many that were possessed with devils.
With demons and devils. Go ahead on.
And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick.
Now, I want to stop. Demons have got into people's mind to murder. Demons got into people's heart to steal and to be jealous. Yeah. But Jesus cast all them demons out. And everybody came to him was healed. What that mean? That means that if somebody around you really believes that God can heal, they can ask them to take a pill. They won't do the necessary to get healed. But he healed every one of them. And I want to end with evil spirits. We're in the midst in Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, all across America. Evil. Some of this evil so strong, God got to destroy it. Why do you think all this fire in California? Why do you think all this world is cleaning up from stuff that's been hid? God is cleaning it up. And after this speak, after the world is gone, you're going to have better men than women. And those that feel more evil, the wages of sin is death, to give to God eternal life. Woman, you better give to God. Man, you better get on the page. Read.
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, our infirmities and bear our sickness.
God took all the sickness and bare it with his prayer. Now, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I'm going to bless you, but I want you to get that. So I'm going to bless you, I'm going to curse you, so you can get in the blessing business. I'm going to bless you in a mighty way. Abraham was 90 years old when God used him. And you got Genesis chapter 12.
And I bless him that blessed you.
I will bless him that blessed you. Come on.
I will curse them
that got a curse on you. So you got to understand, I ain't got no, I'm going to put a blessing on you because you mess with me, God's going to get you. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Talk bad about me, I'm going to tell God. Talk bad about me, you're going to die, I'm going to live. Oh, y'all going to hear me. Get Genesis chapter 17 and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 verses. God is able to do anything, but there's no failure. There's no failure in him.
There's no failure in God. No way. And I want to say to you tonight, get ready for God to really bless you. God to get ready to open up a door for you. And get ready to claim the healing of God. We're talking about COVID ancestor. I want to say to you, you got some doctors said, first the doctor, that people that's homosexual, they mental arrange. Another doctor came back and said, oh, it's all right. So we're trying to build a community off of sin. You can't build a community off of sin. It got to be brought out of love. For God so loved the world, he gave it up. Tonight is your night to claim your healing. Tonight is your night to look back in your life. What can I do to be stronger? You got people that ain't got no faith. And what God put you here to speak to people. God put you here to say, man, you here, woman, you here. And say, and you tell them what right. God, the Holy Spirit, do the rest. When you decree something, the Spirit go to working. You can't do it. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, because it wasn't bearing no fruit. When it come back, it was dead. Because the Holy Spirit got to work. And I want to tell you tonight, Spirit can work on you. Heal your body. The Holy Spirit can heal your family if you just stand faith. I got to do, Mama said it, Dad said, I got to do it because I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it. No, you got to stand for right, truth, and justice. This country have lied. And continue to lie to our ancestors. That's why this country, America, is in the shape it's in now. We're at the end of the war. What about the war in Vietnam? People died. What about them 13 people that was killed? because people want to get cocaine. People want to get copper. Why people rob Africa with diamonds and everything that Africa got, richest country in the world, and people there is poor because of evil. So can't nobody cleanse evil but God. So God's going to clear the evil. When you go back to Africa and go back to our mother country, a lot's been going on. And you got to understand some of the stuff that's been happening right in the middle of our eyes. Ancestor dance, I say.
Today, the Makahane clan of the Bavenda people celebrate their ties to the past and pay homage to their ancestry. Tulamela, situated in the Kruger National Park back to 1550, was occupied by ancestors of the Makahane people who had moved there following the downfall. But in the early 1900s, they were forced off the land by white colonialists and missionaries. It was only in the 1980s that the site. Today, there's a new approach to archaeology, one which is more inclusive and allows other interested and affected communities to participate in the retelling of African history. At Tulamela, using oral research, the Makahanes were recognized as descendants of the site and appointed to officiate at the reburial of their ancestors. The skeletons of Mapungubwe remain nameless. The graves, the bones, the artifacts are the only physical reminders of this past civilization. Will we ever know how and why this kingdom ended? Some suggest that the natural resources of ivory and gold were depleted. Perhaps the kingdom fell in battle against another people. Or did the Arab traders find more lucrative trading partners further north at Great Zimbabwe, cutting off the trade?
The weight of the evidence is that it was climatic. The Little Ice Age spread from Europe, and its biggest impact starts around 1300 AD, and it made things cold and dry. And that was then, and it was impossible to grow anything here from better areas. But after a while, it's some of the people go, well, they're obviously going to go where the water is raining.
As time has passed, invaluable information about Mapungubwe has disappeared. As the first archaeologist has done proper oral research, perhaps we will know more about the people of Mapungubwe. But with a Western culture obsessed with the written word, oral histories of Africa's past have been too easily dismissed.
Harvest. There is evidence that historians, anthropologists, went to local people to find the history of a particular place.
And there is, obviously, amongst the vendor speakers and the speakers, there is data which is relevant to that kind of exploration.
This curious photograph appears near the front of Professor Fouché's report, 936. It is of a petty chief named Chiwaka, During the first season of excavation, Professor Lestrade, an ethnographer, investigated the ethnic origin of people in the region. He interrogated Chihuahua. Chihuahua claimed that he was a descendant of the last chief of Mapungubwe. The oral history that Chihuahua provided told of a woman, Mahobe, the daughter of the last chief at Mapungubwe, who had married a superfluous man. They had settled on the southwest slope of the hill the following season.
Not on the farm, we try to keep things simple. Simple work. Simple job.
The team dug a test pit at the site, and sure enough, it was evidence of Sutu occupation, substantiating Chihuahua's claim. Chihuahua, as a source of historical information, was never mentioned or heard of here.
But it could have been said that even a tourist who were in established that those raids were built by the Barnes people did not try to move around and do a thorough search. So I think that would be done by little historians. So that was simply mute.
South Africans have had little opportunity to claim, celebrate, or share in this history. In 1984, Mapungubwe Hill was recognized as a national monument. And in 1988, more than 6 years after the initial discovery, some of the golden artifacts, including the rhinoceros, scepter, and bowl, were declared national treasures. The massive task of identifying and cataloging the artifacts from the University Forum at Mapungubwe has begun. Treasures remain in the custody of the university, stored on the 17th floor of this inaccessible building. Perhaps one day soon, they will be displayed for all to see and appreciate. The seemingly desolate valley still holds some of the most important clues to Southern Africa's past. Through the decades, academics have explored, excavated, studied, and dissected Mapungubwe, but still, some of the answers elude them. The burden to explain and search for the answers falls on a small community of archaeologists. In spite of all that has happened, Mapungubwe's legacy will live on. In Southern Africa, many kingdoms have come and gone. Mapungubwe, days of splendor, abandonment, and rediscovery. It was a place of kings, of the golden rhinoceros, and a place of stone.
Some of the stuff that happened in South Africa brought us to our ancestors, who we might know. In Egypt, so our ancestors go all the way back to Africa and go further. Kings and princes. Our history was stolen, but Mother Nature is bringing it back.
that is Mauritania in northwest Africa, which is inextricably linked with several of the historic empires based in and around the Sahara Desert.
Herders and farmers. They used iron technology to saw the spears